Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Karkovice. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Griebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The DH, Tim McIntosh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a pop-up into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sachs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Sachs. The throw from Allenson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ventura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Sachs scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Listach bunts towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hibbert. Molitor scores. Listach moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Listach. The throw from Karkovice and he is safe. Listach steals third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bichette hits a line drive into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Listach tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson hits a line drive beyond second. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Grebeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McIntosh hits a line drive beyond short. Grebeck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Allenson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Fletcher steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sachs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Listach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bichette hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McIntosh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McIntosh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sax is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sax hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grebeck moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Listach is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to third for the out. Molitor moves to second. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive towards center. Johnson catches it and throws to second to double up Molitor. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pasqua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Vaughn moves to second. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McIntosh is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McIntosh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a pop-up into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Listach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Listach. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Listach steals second. Terry Leach now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Molitor scores. Listach scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 6-1, Brewers. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Karkoviche and he is out, Sachs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sachs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sachs hits a line drive into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for a single. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bichette strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McIntosh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McIntosh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. McIntosh reaches second base with a double. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Mike Huff pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Doug Henry now pitching. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Huff goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Brewers. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines is 0-for-4 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Grebeck trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Raines moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.